Hello, I'm Nico. This is normally where you'd listen to the newest episode of The Tiny Bookcase. But you're very early, and we don't have any of those yet. Instead, we present here something to give you an idea of what's coming. The Tiny Bookcase is a short story writing and enjoying podcast. Every episode, we'll take a prompt, write short stories, and myself, Ben, and a guest we'll read them out for our own enjoyment, and hopefully, yours. To get you started, here's a story written to a prompt provided to myself. The prompt is, a man eats a biscuit so good, he meets God. So listen in and enjoy, and hopefully, we'll see you again very soon. Good, isn't it? Harold let the crumbly bits of shortbread melt softly in his mouth. The crumbs seemed to turn back into buttery goodness with such liquid delicacy that it defied reason. This distracted him long enough that he didn't consider who was asking him questions. Moments ago, he'd been minding his own business on a train platform in Harrow on the Hill, crunching his way through a piece of shortbread he bought from the nearby Wenzel's. "Isn't it?" the voice prompted again, a soft note of irritation undercutting its lilting charm. It sounded quite a lot like a lady voice, with a little bit of an Irish accent, which was right up Harold Street. He was being quite rude, he realised, standing there ignoring this probably very nice lady with his eyes shut. But then talking to people on train platforms was barbaric, the sort of thing an American would do, like eating cheese from a spray can or electing a reality television star to a state of office. Yes, delicious, actually, Harold said, opening his eyes. In the brief pause between eyes being open and softly munching on some shortbread, Harrow had undergone an incredible transformation. Gone were the grey buildings, their grey edges butting gently against the grey bits above them that were apparently the sky. Instead, there were spiralling golden towers, geometry that defied comprehension. Like one of those Escher paintings, except no one had hung this on their room at university to seem more interesting to 18-year-old girls, who, conversely, don't need anything more interesting than an acoustic guitar or a full set of teeth to explore the newfound sexual freedom no longer sleeping in the room next to their mum and dad has afforded them. Before Harold stood a shape. At some angles, it was a very pleasing shape with soft edges, like Christina Hendricks, and other harder angles, like an IKEA bookcase where all the bits had been in the box. "I'm glad you found enjoyment," the shape said, in its Irish accent. "Cork," thought Harold. Definitely a corky twang. Well, thank you. Harold did that thing when you didn't know someone's name. He toyed with saying mate or love, but then you mustn't assume the gender of a polymorphous being, so he let it hang, hoping the being would fill the void. Which it did. God. Is that short for something, or... No. I am your human concept of a deity. This gave Harold pause. There hadn't been a train coming or anything, not that he knew of. And he wasn't eating the biscuit directly on the track, he was actually standing near a three-seated bench. It had a person on each end, and he was trying to work out exactly how weird he would seem if he sat in the middle chair. "Right, and God is a sort of, wobbly shape, then?"
No.
God chuckled in a cutesy, Irish way.
"I'm a mathematical equation that defines the parameters for existence. I just appear in this manner because it's pleasing to your mind. If you saw me in my true state, it would melt your bits."
Harold didn't want to know which bits would melt. He didn't want to see the giant maths problem either. His brain swam with trains leaving Manchester at 80 miles an hour. Riding them was Michael with his 9 oranges. Someone was coming to take 2 of them away. Then it clicked.
"Why am I seeing you at all? Did a train hit me?"
No, you achieved temporary enlightenment. Got about 3 minutes left, by my reckoning.
But how?
The shortbread.
It had been bloody good, but enlightenment wasn't that normally associated with not eating? And sitting under trees saying om, and thinking about the plight of the bumblebee, and wearing a nappy. This was all a bit much.
But why me? Why that shortbread? He asked the shape.
Well, it's a bit of a perfect storm, really. The cow that was milked to make the butter and the shortbread was born during a full moon. Lightning struck the barn as it took its first breath, filling it with divine power. The sugar canes were from a field in which a holy battle was fought. There's a tiny bit of saint's blood on the exact bit of mud where it grew. The flower was grown by a man who spent his entire life as a priest, excommunicated for whistleblowing against the sins of his church. The baker at Wenzel's gave CPR to a drowning child this morning. They dove into the river on the way to work, didn't stay to be praised, just carried on to make that shortbread.
Bugger me, that's quite intense. Well, where do I come in?
Well, you also bought a fair trade banana while you were in Wenzel's.
Harold exhaled a long, low whistle. This was incredible. He'd achieved divine clarity. He was before the divine being. He had to use this time wisely.
But, God, I know I'm not worthy, but I must ask. At this time of divine crumbs, is it going to get any better?
No. Worse, if anything.
Harold never got to say, oh, arse. But he would have. Instead, he opened his eyes and got on the Metropolitan line. The man next to him had B.O. at 7 o'clock in the morning. God was right. But then, it would be, wouldn't it?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of The Tiny Bookcase. This episode's story was written and read by Nico Rogers. You can find us on Twitter, at BookcaseTiny. Let us know what you think, maybe give us a prompt. And we'll see you for next story time.